And I've been thinking about it more and more, and I kind of wish I would have gone off of these people at the laundromat. First off, if you're not familiar, I hate doing laundry. I really do. On top of that, I hate going to the laundromat. Now, for a while, I was taking it to a place that would do it for me. But then I just got so out of hand, and I had so many clothes. And I think they were swapping my plastic hangers out for wire ones, and I was like, come on.
Oh, yeah. No, they didn't.
So I decided, you know, I'll just do it myself. Well, I push it back, and I push it back all the time, and it gets out of hand. I have one of those laundry baskets, you know, one of those tall, vertical ones.
Yeah.
And usually I can get that stuffed, to get all my clothes stuffed into there and be done with it. Well, I got clothes stuffed into there, and I had to fill up a trash bag with even more clothes.
A big black one, or just like a regular one?
Like one of those white, small ones that you put into like a kitchen trash can.
Okay.
You know, nothing huge, yeah. Not a leaf bag or anything like that, but still, that's a lot of laundry. That's two full baskets, basically. Two times as much as you should ever take to the laundromat for one person, for sure. So, I went to Sudger Duds over there on Anderson. And the good thing about Sudger Duds is there's tons of laundry machines. Plenty of laundry machines for everybody. I mean, on the weekend, obviously, there's a little more competition there. But in the middle of the week, not as big of a deal, especially in the middle of the afternoon. It was like 2 o'clock or something when I ended up over there. I go in, and I was pleased to see there's only one other person in the laundromat. I had my choice of the machines, basically. That person was on the other side. When you walk into Sudger Duds, there's the main side that you appear on when you come in, which has like the front-loading washers and the double loader, and that's where you get your change and pop or whatever. The other side is just the more traditional. It's like the old side or something, it feels like. So that person was tucked over there, so I had the run of the place. It was great. I knew I needed the double loader, right? Because I always put all my whites into the double loader. Just shove it in there. Same price as the other as the front loading machine, so I was like, hey, why not? So I'm putting all those in there, and I have my laundry basket and my laundry bag right next to me, right to the right of me. Now, the way it's set up is there's the double loader, then there's two top loading machines, and then there's three front loading machines. I like to use the front loading machines. So as I was going through my clothes, like, oh, I heard my jeans, and so I went down and put them into the one all the way at the far end, put my jeans and other various pants into that machine. Well, while I'm still loading stuff up into my double loader, this laundry Gestapo comes in. This guy and his girlfriend come in and just dive right next to me and steal the machines I was planning on using. You know, when you go into a laundromat and there are two people in there, you go to the machines as far away from other people as possible.
Yeah.
That's a rule, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
it's the unspoken rule of the laundromat.
Yeah, you stay away from other people. You don't talk to them. And you use machines that are away from them. And these guys just come in and steal my machines. Not like I was like, wait, well, what are you doing? Those are my machines. You know, I'm going to use those machines. What are you doing? Because now I have to use machines all over the place. No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
But at first, they came in so quick and violated my machines, I didn't have time to respond, right? And so as I let more and more time go by, and as I'm filling up this, I'm just getting more and more furious. I'm just thinking, like, this is ridiculous. I can't believe these people came in here and did this. I can't believe it. So as I kept thinking about it, and the guy was wearing a ridiculous hat, too. And since I was in the laundromat, I was in a bad mood. People came in and stole the machines I was going to use. And then this guy's wearing a ridiculous hat. And his girlfriend was annoying to me also, just her face or something. And I was just as close as I've ever come to just yelling at complete strangers.
Over washing machines.
Over the washing machines.
And a dumb hat.
Well, the hat is just kind of, you know, it's like, oh, that hat. You know what I mean? That guy in his hat stealing my machine. What, am I being unreasonable here?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, come
on. It's not that big of a deal.
It's a huge, we need to act like a society. You know what I mean?
It is annoying.
Have respect for people.
It is annoying that they ran in and broke the unspoken rule of the laundromat, but it's not worth going off on them.
I don't know. I kind of regret it, because people like that need to be educated about what's going on.
Oh, my gosh.
Seriously. You should be allowed to. Like, the only reason I didn't is because people might think you're just an unreasonable person at all times. That's what's unfortunate about, you know, the ability to yell at strangers, is they may think you just yell at everybody about everything, you know? So you got to know someone for a while first before you can yell at them.
Yeah.
Right? So that's why I couldn't. I couldn't bring myself to do it.